All right, welcome everyone to this week's call. Let's talk about Thanksgiving, right? So we're going to talk about how to have your best Thanksgiving. And you know, this is something I like to do right before the big holiday, right? A straight eating holiday. Let's kind of hop right into it. You know, what are you grateful for? And so I was putting this together and I said, you know, it really is, I think this is kind of the common thought about Thanksgiving, that it's really about giving thanks. And sometimes we lose sight of that a little bit. So you know, I just want to start off and say, you know, I'm grateful for all you guys. I appreciate you all showing up every week and listening to these calls and, you know, letting me know your thoughts and all the rest of it. I really, truly am grateful for it. I love doing these calls every week and I love hearing from you guys and watching you, you know, get results and make these improvements bit by bit in your life. So, you know, that's really what this is all about. You know, and so we kind of start with that idea that it truly is an opportunity, you know, Thanksgiving to be grateful giving, you know, and if you look at it that way, it instantly reframes the holiday. There's so much cynicism. You know, I saw some article today and it was all about like how to survive Thanksgiving. And I get it. You know, I know sometimes you go and you're with people you don't necessarily love being with, but, you know, even then it's an opportunity, you know what I mean? To give thanks and be appreciative for what you have. Cause you know, most of us have more than we need. So anyways, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. So a few quick notes, you know, about Thanksgiving. You know, I always like to say it really doesn't matter. You could eat yourself silly on Thanksgiving, or you could eat perfectly. You know, at the end of the day, it's one day. And we know one day isn't going to make a difference either way. Right? You could eat perfect one day and it doesn't matter, you know, if the rest of your eating's crappy. And you could eat crappy for one day if the rest of your eating's really good. It's going to make no difference. But what it can become a problem is it's almost like holiday creep is kind of how I like to think of it. And sometimes it starts with Halloween. You know what I mean? You start with the candy and then that moves into, you know, Thanksgiving where you stuff yourself for 4 or 5 days. That moves into the holiday season, you know, of holiday cookies and just kind of over consuming and then to the holiday week. So, you know, that's what we want to be aware of. And so you can eat yourself silly on Thanksgiving, but then get back on track. Right. And it doesn't mean you have to be 100%, you know, maybe, you know, Thanksgiving, you do what you want, but then Friday and Saturday, you know, you start getting back onto track. You eat a little more than you normally do. Maybe that's fine. But again, you don't want to go crazy for 4 days or 5 weeks. you know, we want to keep it contained. Now, one of the good things though, about eating well on Thanksgiving, I think, is that it really can be proof that this approach can work, that you can do this. And it really is an ego boost. I know for me personally, Thanksgiving was one of the last things I changed. It took me a number of years to finally get around to really focusing on it, making it work. And now typically Thanksgiving, you know, I eat a little extra, but I don't stuff myself like I used to because it's really just not even pleasurable. You know what I mean? So again, I eat more than normal for sure. But I don't like that really stuffed feeling. So again, if that's how you decide to go at it, it can be an ego boost, you know, because if you can do it on Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? You could do it any day, you know, for sure. Now, again, the point I was kind of alluding to a little bit ago there is how can we make Thanksgiving the most enjoyable day it can be for you, right? And so, again, if you're going to be around people that you like, that's kind of easy. You're just going to have a great time. But we are going to talk about the consumption, right? Because again, I want to kind of challenge you to say, you know, yeah, getting stuffed and maybe drinking too much, maybe if that's your idea of a great Thanksgiving, I just want to put an alternative up, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about. So pleasure with pleasure. And is it possible that Thanksgiving could be even more enjoyable, you know, if you didn't stuff yourself so much, you know? And again, I can't answer that for you, but at least let's consider it. And again, it's an ability to, this really is an opportunity to work on your foundation. And I think this is really important. So a lot of times we talk about all or nothing thinking, and certainly that can happen with Thanksgiving. We say, oh, that's it. I don't care. I'm just going to eat like crazy. Well, we don't have to do that. You know what I mean? We can always be all or something. And I think especially on Thanksgiving and holidays that, yeah, maybe you'll overeat. Maybe you'll drink a little more than you normally do, but that doesn't mean you have to stop all the other healthy habits, you know? And again, what I'm going to suggest is I think there's a higher level of enjoying Thanksgiving that goes beyond just stuffing ourselves, where if we really incorporate some of our healthier habits, you know, manage our eating just a hair, for me anyway, again, I'm just sharing my experience. That gives me more joy. I enjoy Thanksgiving more that way. And I'm not trying to be condescending because I personally had not really thought of that for most of my life. I didn't really consider Thanksgiving could be more enjoyable if I did those healthier things and didn't stuff myself. And now I'm on the other side of it, and I personally enjoy that more. And so I just want to throw that as an opportunity or an option. So, okay. So a healthy Thanksgiving, let's kind of look at it that way. And so I want to give the alternative, right? So what would be like kind of the ideal Thanksgiving, right? And so what if it was you going into that day and you were calm and you were relaxed, right? You were a calm, relaxed you, even if you're hosting, right? So again, I get it. I hosted for Thanksgiving for many years, and it's stressful because there's a lot you have to do. So I get that. But we always have an opportunity to do things in a more calm and relaxed way, or a frazzled and overwhelmed way. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. We can have a lot of things to do, but the version of us we bring into that situation, we have influence over that. That's the point of this whole program here, is that we're looking to become our best selves in challenging situations, right? We don't have to just rely on perfect situations. We can feel calm and relaxed even when we get the whole world on our shoulders, right? And again, we may not be calm and relaxed, but we can be more calm and relaxed. You know, that's what we know. We don't have to be perfect, but hey, if you take a few more deep breaths, if you relax a little bit here and there, you're going to have a more fun Thanksgiving, I think. And again, we want to enjoy the food and the drink. So I want to make that clear. This isn't about depriving or restricting yourself. And so, you know, I think Thanksgiving is the worst day to start a diet. It doesn't make any sense. So I want you to enjoy the food and the drink. But I believe that there's a way where you can enjoy it more and not eat as much of it. I think there's a sweet spot in there. And again, one of the things we want to do is avoiding food and drink hangovers, right? So sometimes the food hangovers aren't quite as bad as the drink ones. But, you know, again, drink wise, you know, what's the point of getting wasted on Thanksgiving so you feel like crap all night and the next day? You know what I mean? Is that what we want? So again, we want to give that a little bit of forward thought. And same with the food, right? Again, the food isn't usually as long lasting, but you know, if you eat so much that you feel like your stomach's about to split open and you're sitting there and you can't even move, I mean, is that the ultimate, you know, pleasure? And so we just would question that. And so if we could avoid food and drink hangovers, maybe we'd have a better Thanksgiving. And the ability, again, if you've got family and friends that you want to connect with, it really is a great opportunity to just enjoy and be grateful for having these people in your life. You know, even the ones you don't get along with or agree with, it's still an opportunity, you know, for us to connect with them, you know? And then finally, again, as I was saying earlier, it really, if we look at this we cut the cynicism out of it, and we really look at this as an opportunity to give thanks for all we have and to feel grateful. I truly think, you know, in this culture, this is my theory. You may have heard me mention this before, but we are a consumer society. We're always purchasing things. And I think one of the things that drives that is a lack of gratitude for what we have, because at the core of every single commercial we see, it's basically them saying, you think you're happy, but you're not as happy as you could be if you had this thing. And so we are kind of conditioned to not really feel grateful. And so again, Thanksgiving really is an opportunity to practice, you know, flexing your gratitude muscle, you know, to truly give thanks for all the big and the little things that you have in your life. Okay. And again, I think that it just changes the whole quality of the day. You know, it certainly can. So let's talk a little bit about some key factors of overconsuming, right? And so again, we don't want to rely on willpower. We don't be thinking about food all day. It's not about that. But if we manage these factors intelligently, then most likely you will not really eat as much just automatically. Okay. And so one of the first ones is really hunger. Right? We don't want to walk into Thanksgiving dinner being starving, right? So the first kind of technique you can use is to drink your water on that day, right? If anything, drink more water that day, right? To nourish your body. And so again, one of the classics ones I used to do is I wouldn't eat all in the morning. And so I'd walk into breakfast starving, you know? And so now, again, I like to have a healthier breakfast. Again, I know I'm going to eat a bunch at dinner. Great. But I want to get some nourishment, some solid nourishment in my body. Okay. And then the water. Again, to drink a little extra water that day is not a bad idea. You'll find that you'll naturally have more control and less desire to overeat so much. Tastes good. Right. So again, the food is good on Thanksgiving usually. Right. So again, that can drive consumption. So one of the things you can do, and again, we want to enjoy the food, as I was saying. So one of the things we do is eat like a gourmet, right? So what that means is appreciate the food in all its different sensory channels, right? How it looks, and appreciate how good it looks and how lucky you are to eat this. While you're eating it, smell it. Right? Again, appreciate the smell of it. Chew it a little slower, really taste it. It's almost like kind of eating mindfully, is eating in a gourmet way. Notice the different flavors you have. Again, Thanksgiving so much can be this fast paced stuff fest. And I don't agree that is that enjoyable, that part of it. I think eating lots of different foods and lots of good foods is enjoyable for sure. But wolfing it all down, right? Again, take your time. There's no rush. Emotional stress, right? This is a big one when it comes to Thanksgiving for some people. Seeing certain family or friends or being in certain situations can sometimes cause stress. Putting the dinner on yourself, right? Again, you have extra responsibilities and it can be a little overwhelming. And so again, you want to manage your stress. And so by the way, right? So all of these things I'm hoping will lead you to have a healthier Thanksgiving naturally, right? Because if you're not starving and you're a little more relaxed because of that, if you eat a little bit slower and really appreciate the flavors of the food and the textures and all the qualities of it, you'll enjoy it more. And then emotional stress, right? So if we reduce that with relaxation and gratitude, you'll get more calm, more relaxed, more present in the moment. And all those things can lead to a more enjoyable Thanksgiving where you naturally kind of eat a little less. So in my opinion, it's kind of the key factor, right? So this morning, right? Don't do the following. If you go to dinners, right? And this is true for really anywhere you go, but especially on Thanksgiving, do not mention to people that you're on a diet or you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to be healthier, right? You really want to fly under the radar with this. You know, I mean, I have been a vegetarian now for about 20 years, and I still have members of my family that I see them on Thanksgiving, and they must mention it 20 times still. And so I'm not sure exactly what it is, but when people hear that you're trying to lose weight, trying to be healthy, especially on Thanksgiving, it's like they just zero in on it a lot of times. So again, if you can avoid that and don't even mention it, just keep it to yourself. You know what I mean? Then honestly, that can save you some energy and just save you some grief. Don't say, no, I can't. No, I shouldn't. I'm on a diet. Again, we don't want to say that. That's weak language. And on top of that, it's like a red flag for people, right? When you say, oh, I can't have that. I'm trying to watch my weight on Thanksgiving. Forget it. You know what I mean? It's like everyone just focuses in on you. So again, you know, what I would suggest instead is, you know, when you're turning food down, you know, it's no thanks. Oh, I'm stuffed. I'm so stuffed. You know, you're playing that up. 'Cause that's what people hear. I've had so much to eat. You know, I can't fit another thing. It was so delicious. You know what I mean? Like you're really just throwing them off the trail. They don't have to know why you're doing it. You know what I mean? Just give them the basic answers where you just, you know, you're looking to blend in. You know what I mean? You don't want to draw attention to yourself with this, and then people can move on to the next thing. But I'm kind of joking here a little bit, but I'm kind of not. As someone who's gone through this for many years, I'm finally in a pretty good spot with it. But, you know, watch what you're saying, because don't cause yourself extra grief. You know what I mean? Because that goes against what we were just saying about the stress, right? I don't know. There's something about family members saying things to us. They just have a way of getting under our skin sometimes. So again, the easiest way is just avoid it altogether. Don't try and convince anyone to eat healthier. None of that. You know, even if you're excited, you just watch a documentary, you just listen to one of these classes and you're all fired up to share something. I would not suggest doing it. I never talk about this stuff. Again, because I just want to avoid it and I just want to live it. So, and talk about it with people that are in the same wavelength there. So the old Thanksgiving movie, right? And so, basically what happens is, we all have kind of a representation of what Thanksgiving is going to be like. All right. And if you don't love Thanksgiving, or if you're stressed out about it, or you're worried about it, or you're nervous about eating too much, again, I want you to understand that you're kind of pre-programming yourself. We always do this. And Thanksgiving, if you're going to the place that you normally go to, or it's a similar situation that you normally do, we pre-program ourselves. We expect, you know, what's going to happen. We feel like we know what's going to happen. And then we start to almost, it becomes like this self-fulfilling prophecy, okay? And so, again, the old Thanksgiving movie, you know, it starts in the morning. And so I would suggest watching this in your mind. We'll go through this in a second. But again, you make movies in your mind. And so when you think about Thanksgiving and where you're going to be in a couple days, again, you want to start in the morning, right? You're going to be in your house or you're going to be somewhere else. Notice your habits and routines in the morning, right? Notice the moods, right? Notice the behaviors that go with it. And play that movie of Thanksgiving from the morning up through the dinner. And again, paying attention to these different things. And then let it play till the evening and notice how it feels after dinner, right? Notice how it feels that evening, right? How it feels when you wake up on Friday. Okay, so let's just do that real quick. So just close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to imagine what you expect from Thanksgiving. Again, start in the morning. Where are you? What are you doing? And just play through your day. You know, the way you expect it to go, right? How you're going to feel, your moods, your behaviors. What's habits and routines do you have before you get to dinner, while you're at dinner? And you'll notice there's a lot of pattern to it, right? How does it feel after you finish dinner? How does it feel that evening? Okay, and think about Friday. You wake up Friday, right? How does it feel after a typical Thanksgiving for you? Now, again, I don't want to assume that Thanksgiving is unhealthy for you. If it's not, you know what I mean? Then I wouldn't even worry about this, right? Just continue what you're doing. You can reinforce what we're going to talk about in a second. But you just be reinforcing your old Thanksgiving movie. It's a healthy one. But if there's some aspect of Thanksgiving you don't love, either whether it's the way you eat, the way you drink, the way you feel around people, right? Maybe you're stressed out about it, worried about what other people are going to say. If there's something you're kind of nervous about or worried about, this is really, really powerful. Okay. So again, you play it through the way you expect it, warts and all. Okay. And now we go to the new Thanksgiving movie, right? And so the same thing. We start in the morning, but we want to shift your mood. Right. And so I'll just give you all the details first. So what we want to do is you want to start kind of with the ideal you, right? So if you restart this movie, you go back to the beginning and you wake up, it's Thursday, and you connect to the ideal you. How do you want to feel? Calm, relaxed, centered, focused, feeling good, feeling motivated, happy, grateful. Okay. And so begin to feel that, right? So again, you kind of close your eyes and get into that mood, right? Who's the ideal you? What would be the dream version of you on Thanksgiving? How do you want to feel? You know, this shouldn't be hard because you should be doing this somewhat regularly. I mean, you should be tapping into the ideal you regularly, right? So this should be something you can do pretty quick. I mean, if you're not, you should spend some extra time boosting this up because you should be able to tap into the ideal you almost at the snap of a finger. And when you do, it's like your posture straightens, you take a deep breath, you know, you straighten up your shoulders, look straight ahead, right? Feel that energy, that calm, confident energy, you know, if that's some of the qualities you want, okay? And then what you do is you play the day through, again, with all the cues that are the same. So for example, if you wake up in your house, then you travel to, you know, your aunt's house, you can play that all through in your mind. Same people are there. The people aren't changing. The environment's not changing. What's different in this movie is you. You're the thing that changed, the thing you have the most control over. And so play your day through the way you know, all the things you think are going to happen, the people you're going to see, the places you're going to be, the foods that are going to be there. But you're going to be in these situations as this ideal version of you. And for a lot of people, this is a really unique idea because we kind of unconsciously just think of ourselves the same way. And we just project that into the future. But we don't have to do that. This is really the best time for you to start thinking about how you truly want to go through Thanksgiving and connect to that ideal version of you, right? How would that you go through the day? And notice how you think, act, and feel as you go through the day as this version of you, right? Literally feeling how you're moving, how you're sitting, the energy you feel throughout the day, right? The way you eat, mindfully, thoughtfully, the way you drink, right? If you drink thoughtfully, intentionally, the way you communicate with others and enjoy their company and just feel a sense of gratitude, right? So let's tap into that too, right? If you were tapped into a deep, deep, deep sense of gratitude, right? How would you go through the day? And so close your eyes, connect to that feeling and play that day through in your mind. Notice how you behave, how you act. Notice how you breathe. Again, get those good feelings going and associate them to Thanksgiving. Right? You have all the freedom and the choice that you want to respond how you want to act the way that you want to. Okay. And if you do that, if you act that way and you go through Thanksgiving that day, how's it going to feel that evening, right after dinner, that night? How's it going to feel Friday when you wake up and you reflect on how you went through Thanksgiving? Right, and the effects it had on you physically, mentally, and emotionally that evening and then the next day. And again, if you go through it that day and you live the way you want to. That's the key thing. Again, whether you eat a lot or you eat a little is not, that's not the answer. What really matters is, did you live the way you wanted to? Okay. So again, it's all about really connecting that ideal you as much as we can. And when you can see that version of yourself in these different scenarios, you know, that's what we're looking to do. That's how you pre-program yourself. Okay. And then you can come back and again, you know, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy this. You know what I mean? Like enjoy it and as best you can, you know, because again, it's an opportunity to really give thanks and hopefully, you know, be with some people you like and eat some food you like, or at the very least, just be grateful for what you have in your life. You know, no matter what the situation, there's always something to be grateful for. All right. Cool. All right. If anyone has any questions, you can add. All right. What do we got? Email support group. All right. Yeah. The red cape, right? That's what I like to call it. Cause you know, the family members and the people, they live for that, right? Well, good. It sounds like you guys are gonna hook up. So that'll be awesome. Yeah, let me think. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. Let me know what you guys are up to and then, we'll do it. Connie says question. Oh, are all of you in charge of cooking the Thanksgiving dinner? I am. No problem, but it's a whole different situation if you're in charge of providing cooking the dinner. Yeah, exactly. And so I'm glad you said that. You know, I kind of flew through that part of it, but I would definitely, I mean, this scenario we just did here, we just went through it quickly. It doesn't take a lot of time, but please, please do this the next couple of days. I was doing a call today with a client who is going to be doing the dinner. And I don't want to go into specifics with it, but there was something she was kind of worried about, a family member kind of making a comment on something she was going to be doing. So let's face it, right? That's what Thanksgiving for a lot of people can be, right? You're around these people that sometimes are a little more free flowing with their opinions and stuff, and it can bug us, right? And so, this was my point. My client was already, she was pre-programming herself to be frustrated and annoyed with a situation that hadn't happened yet. And so not only was she imagining this person saying something to her, but she was, more importantly, she was imagining herself responding in not the ideal way. And she kept thinking about that and she kept playing it through in her mind. And this is what we do. You know what I mean? As humans, we reflect on how last Thanksgiving went and then we project that that's probably how this one's going to go. Normal. But that's where we don't want to do that. If we weren't happy with last Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving was the greatest ever. Forget this, you know, just let it happen again. But if you weren't happy with last Thanksgiving, you want it to be better, make sure that you're not just assuming. A lot of times we do this programming thing. We do it automatically, but we see ourselves as kind of the less than version of ourselves, the imperfect version where we're stressed, overwhelmed, freaking out. Every little comment seems bigger to us. And we program ourselves and imagine it that way multiple times. And we go into the day, you know what I mean? Like hair triggers, ready to blow up because we've been practicing for 4 days and we're going to get in a fight. Okay. So I'm using kind of a dramatic example here, but this is the flip side so that you take control of this. You know what I mean? That's what it's really all about, is you're not at the mercy of someone else's comments or what they say. You can choose what you're going to say. You know what I mean? Like you can choose how you're going to react, even if someone's an asshole. You know what I mean? Like you can still be calm and relaxed about it. It doesn't have to ruin your day. And so the more connected you are with that ideal version of you, the easier that will be. All right. So again, and that's especially true if you're doing the whole dinner. A, there's just the natural stress of doing a dinner, right? You know what I mean? Of all the things you have to do and all the responsibilities. And so that in and of itself is stressful and overwhelming. So again, it would be worth it for you to every day imagine yourself doing all these responsibilities in a calm, relaxed way. It doesn't mean you're going to be calm and relaxed, but you'll be more calm and relaxed. Okay. So that'll help you out. Because that's legit. And as far as like, if you're cooking food and you want it to be healthy and stuff, again, that is not the time I would pick to provide healthy food. You can have some healthy options. And I do this as a person who's, I'm one of the healthier ones in my family. And so when I put a dinner on, that is not the day that I'm looking to, I'm not going to be the healthy guy on Thanksgiving. If I'm cooking, I'm not making everything. I'm not just having salads and, you know, tofu. I don't really eat tofu, but I'm not just eating like really, really healthy stuff. If I'm doing Thanksgiving, I don't do it anymore, but I did. I cook all the regular stuff. Okay. I'm serving for my audience and I'm fine with that. So if that was any part of your thing, Connie, again, it's one day, and really where you have control over it is how much you eat of it. You know what I mean? So if you eat nourishing breakfast, if you eat nourishing food throughout the day, you drink your water, you're somewhat calm and relaxed, you'll find that, you know, again, and you eat like a gourmet, it's not too hard to eat normally while you enjoy yourself just as much. So anyways, that may be more than you wanted. Right? Yeah, I'm glad you wrote that. Right? Let's face it. Imagine we're doing dinner and we're expecting, you know, that relative's coming over who's got an opinion about everything, and we're thinking about them, and we got a lot of stuff to do anyways on top of it. And then we're kind of tired because we've been getting stuff for 3 days straight, setting the table, getting everything ready. We're tired. We're kind of overwhelmed. We got a lot of stuff left to do. We got that jerko relative coming over who's going to say something stupid. And so we start thinking about it, and then it becomes very easy. Let me get a glass of wine to deal with this, right? Which is the basic pattern of, I don't feel good emotionally. Let me use food or alcohol to deal with it and change it. And that's what we want to avoid. Again, eat for fun, have some drinks for fun, but don't use that stuff to manage the emotions, the overwhelming emotions you may be feeling. Let's try and go to the source of it and lower them naturally. So that's I know you're joking, but I just wanted to make that point, because I've done the start drinking early, Jim. that was a common guy for a while. And again, this was a part of it, you know? So, again, I'm not feeling like I'm giving anything up. So I feel like this is the better version. And especially you get older and the food and the alcohol just takes a bigger toll on you. This is the alternative, where you're just naturally just more calm and relaxed. And yeah, you got a lot of stuff to do, and yeah, you get the jerko relative who says something. But hey, that's okay. I'm grateful for them. I'm glad they're alive and kicking in here. I'll take it. You know, I'll take some bullshit from some family member that I love, you know, even if it bugs me. You know what I mean? It's kind of that attitude. And you could certainly work on implementing that. So Jolene said, I am not in charge of the meal. Plus, my family likes to have appetizers before we eat. So in the past, have not had much to eat for breakfast or lunch, and then appetizers, and then about an hour later, dinner. This year, I'm planning to bring breakfast, fruit, and yogurt, and making sure I have some sort of snack before we have appetizers. Otherwise, I'm so hungry that all bets are off, and I eat too many appetizers, and then I'm not hungry for dinner. Hoping this will help this year to control the overeating. Yeah, great. Now let me. That's awesome, Jolene. You're awesome at this. You know what you're doing. Let me just add one more point to this, and this is important because Thanksgiving's a weird one because it's once a year, and so for me, it was the final kind of big thing I ever kind of got under control. And what I want to point out is that whether you do great with the eating or do horrible, it's one day, it really doesn't matter, but it's an opportunity for you to learn. So if you go into it, so I guess for you, Jillian, because you've got a bunch of strategies, right? You're not just going into it and say, well, I hope I eat well. You literally are bringing into it very intelligent strategies. And then you bring them into the situation, see if you can do them. And then if you do them, did it help you? And then take note of it. It helps you or it doesn't help you. If it doesn't help you, let's tweak it, right? If it does help you, boom, let's remember that and let's institute it. And everything you're saying, I can tell you for me, short of, did I see you drink water? Make sure you bring water. I'm telling you, water is, it's so important. That's been the most helpful thing for me, right along with exactly what you're saying. Like I used to not eat. Yeah, as soon as you get hungry, right? What happens? We hit starvation mode, and we hit it very quickly. If you don't eat any breakfast, you don't eat any lunch, and say your dinner's at 2-3 o'clock and you really hardly eat anything. Oh my goodness. Right. What? Watch out. you can't control it. It's very much like when you try and hold your breath, right? And you hold it, and at first it's kind of easy, and then it gets progressively exponentially harder every second that goes by until eventually your body says, listen, we're taking a breath. It's very much like the eating thing. As soon as you hit that starvation mode, you can't stop it. So don't, right? Again, we want to be aware of our patterns and intelligently avoid them or manipulate them. And so your plan, Jolene, sounds really, really smart to me. The only thing, and I'm sure I know you drink water, so, but just make sure you got your water bottle there and that you're drinking that. So I'll give you an example. Water-wise, what I will do, I don't even remember how much big this bottle is now. It's more than a liter. I think it's 40 ounces. So 40 ounces of water. I will usually drink one of those by 12, 1 o'clock. And then I drink the second one usually before 8 o'clock. Okay. On Thanksgiving, I will intentionally drink the first liter by like 10 o'clock and the second liter by 1 o'clock. So by the time I go into the dinner, I have two of those. And so A, it helps me just feel more in control, which I like. I know it's going to support being able to digest the food, you know, more effectively. I'll have a solid breakfast. Okay. I don't want to walk into dinner starving anymore. You know, I used to do that and I just don't like it anymore. Again, what I will say is this, if you, and again, it's not trying to diet. You notice I didn't say anything like that. I said, you're managing your hunger. You're eating a little more slowly and really enjoying all the flavors. So we're utilizing the situation, right? So if you go in there and you say, oh, that's it. I'm on a diet. I can't eat that stuff. You are turbocharging the rebellious part of yourself. Because as soon as you say, that's it, I'm not going to eat any of this stuff, that rebellious part says, oh my God, you're not going to eat this. It's once a year. Look at all this good food. They made this because they love you. I mean, you start telling yourself all this crazy stuff. So we're not doing any of that. We're eating everything. We want to try all the food. We want to do it, but we want to actually enjoy it too. So we want to eat a little bit slower. We want to appreciate it. We want to have all the different flavors that we want to have. But by doing that and eating that way, you're going to eat less. Because again, there's this stomach brain connection. And it usually takes about a good 10, 15 minutes for your stomach to get the signal that you've eaten enough. So if you slow down your eating, you naturally will tend to eat less food. So yeah, Jolene, I think that sounds great. The only thing I would add is the water. Make sure you add that in there. Yeah. And then the appetizer, and remember too, remind yourself. So Jolene, run that through in your head, the way you want to be, not just how you want to behave, but also how you want to feel. That's so important. When we think about a situation like Thanksgiving dinner, for example, it's so easy to say, well, I'm just going to eat this way. And we just think of the external part of it, how we're going to act. But remember, all our behaviors flow from the state that we're in. And so if we're frazzled and overwhelmed and pissed off inside, you're probably going to overeat and maybe overdrink. And so if you always start with the state first, right? I want to be calm. I want to be relaxed. I want to be grateful. I want to really enjoy myself and appreciate and enjoy this time. You know, I mean, think about it, right? And so if you have trouble feeling gratitude, you know, this is a way, if you don't watch the news, you're better off, I think. But if you do watch the news and you see all the horrible stuff in the world, one of the positive things spins you can put on is you can use that stuff for gratitude. And so one of the recent ones is like the fires in California. I mean, you might have some jerko, you know, relative that you're going to see. But when you compare that to, you know, what's going on in California or, you know, places where there's famine, not to get dark on you, but you know what I mean? Like if you're struggling to have gratitude and you're like, well, yeah, you don't know my uncle. You know what I mean? Like, well, there's way worse things in the world. You know what I mean? Than a relative you don't like or having to cook dinner for 20 people. And so sometimes we got to check ourselves. You know, I do this to myself. You know what I mean? Where there's this part of me that's, again, I there's no other word I can think of. It's kind of an asshole. And it's like, listen, you know, you're being a jerko. You know, get your perspective straight. This is an incredible, you know, you're so lucky to have this. This is what I say to myself. And so I think if you go into it with that 100% genuine, just heart open gratitude, which can sometimes be hard to connect to, but if you can connect to it and see yourself being thankful and see yourself being grateful and calm and confident and all these things, then again, a lot of times when you're in that state, the behaviors just flow out of that. All right. So don't forget that part, Jolene. Run it through in your mind and see yourself being the version of you that you want to be. And again, and then also paying attention to the actions and the behaviors of that person, that version of you as well. Okay. Carol says, I tend not to eat at dinner, too busy, but I feel deprived and dive into the leftovers later. All right. So, Carol, so what I would suggest here is, now, again, when we look at this stuff, I'm so glad you guys wrote this stuff. We want to identify what we consider to be the problem, right? So, for example, right, with Jolie, I'm going to stick with this for a second. If she talks about like, she could come up to me and she'll say, well, you know, my big problem with Thanksgiving is I eat all the appetizers. I need to stop eating all the appetizers when I get there. And so it's natural for us to say, and then Carol, you're like, oh, I dive into leftovers. And I stuff myself with leftovers. That's the problem. But usually the thing we identify as the problem, and we say, okay, the solution is to stop this problem. Again, use my willpower. Don't eat those appetizers. Don't eat those leftovers. We're really doing ourselves a disservice because that's the hardest solution there is. The solution typically gets easier the further back in time we go. And so, Jolene, you referenced some of this. If you eat a solid breakfast, a good, a healthy snack for lunch, if you drink your water, if you stay calm and relaxed and connected to the version of you that you want to be, then by the time appetizers comes around, it's easier to make a healthier decision. You're still going to have to make it, but you're in a much better place, right? And so Carol, same with you. If you're not eating at dinner and you end up, by the time leftover time happens and you're starving, you know what I mean? You're putting yourself in a really weak position. So again, we want to prevent as much of the struggle as we can, right? This is all preventative. This whole process that we talk about, we want to make it preventative so that we don't have to rely on willpower. We don't want to, again, the classic example I always use is the afternoon eater. You've heard me say this a million times, but they say, oh, I keep eating in the afternoon. I need to stop that. Well, the easiest way to stop it is to eat some solid nutrition in the morning and the afternoon or lunchtime, so that by the time the afternoon comes, you're not starving. You see what I mean? So we want to prevent that state. And when we do, again, it's a lot easier, to act the way that we want to. So Carol, what I suggest to you is that when you write too busy, again, my first suggestion would be, you know, are you absolutely too busy to take 5 minutes and sit and eat some food so that by the time leftovers come around, you're not absolutely famished, you know, if that's part of it. And again, if you could do that, that'll just make the whole thing easier for you. Okay. And then the second thing though, again, remember is it's one day. If eating leftovers at Thanksgiving is the highlight of your life, if you really love it, then go ahead and do it. Remember, at the end of the day, this whole process is about increasing the quality of your life. And so, you know, for some people, I've had Thanksgiving is like the day for them. They connect with their family. It's just like eating a lot of food is what makes it special. That's what they want to do. They don't want to eat well on Thanksgiving. And I say, great, fine. Thanksgiving doesn't matter anyways. You know, if you're living the rest of your year healthy, then that's one of the perks you get, is you get to stuff yourself silly on Thanksgiving if you want to. Right. Again, this is about our weight and our health, you know, ultimately, and the quality of life we want to live. So again, what I'm trying to tell you is there's no right or wrong answers. There's only how you want to behave, how you want to act. And so I didn't stop stuffing myself crazy on Thanksgiving because I wanted to lose weight, because I was already at the weight I wanted to be. I had nothing to do with that. It just had to do with the fact that I started questioning, does stuffing myself, is that really the most enjoyable thing? Does that lead to the best quality of life on that day? And for me, it was no. I like eating all that different stuff. I enjoy it. But I enjoy it more when I don't stuff myself silly and I don't feel, you know, either hungover or just in pain, literally, from eating too much. You know, I feel better when I've eaten everything and I'm full and I'm comfortable and I enjoyed myself and then I'm fine. You know, I still feel good. I have some energy. Okay. Kind of says, oh, but the leftovers are the best part. Yeah, leftovers are wicked good, right? And so how do you, again, there's always this balance. See, this is where, by the way, where all or nothing versus all or something is really at play here. Because a lot of times with someone's on a diet and then Thanksgiving comes, and now their option is, okay, I can do all, I can stay on my diet and maintain my streak and do well all, or nothing. I don't care, I'm just going to eat everything. And so we give ourselves that choice, and it's a false choice, right? All or something is going to serve you much better. If you want to stay 100% on track and eat really well and keep your calories in check and all the rest of it, great, go ahead. But if you don't want to, you know, don't go to nothing. Hey, don't go, I don't even care, I'm just going to eat everything, I'm going to drink everything, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I feel like crap. It doesn't have to be that either. It can be, okay, I ate more than I normally do on a Thursday. Yeah, I drank a little bit more than I do on a Thursday, but it was fun. I enjoyed myself and I didn't stuff myself so much that I feel like, you know, it's like a slob, you know, gross, can't move person, right? Because I don't know. To me, that's just not fun. I think we're conditioned to think that that's supposed to be the highlight of the year. And if it is, great. Again, I'm not telling you not that it doesn't have to be, but it's not the only way to enjoy Thanksgiving. You can enjoy Thanksgiving by eating lots of different stuff sensibly and really enjoying yourself that way, enjoying all the flavors, enjoying the people and all the festivities of it. And then also enjoying that night that you feel pretty good. And then enjoying Friday when you wake up and you're like, wow, that was awesome. I ate all that stuff, but I still feel pretty good. And then enjoying leftovers, you know, responsibly, because that's fun too, right? So, all right, enough of this. I think you get the point. And so I want you all to have a great, great Thanksgiving, whatever you're doing. And, you know, if you're putting it all together, again, take an extra moment to relax and maybe meditate a little bit, just relax. When it comes to that, I always think of, it's kind of sharpening the saw, and there's always mess this up, but they ask, like, Abraham Lincoln, if he had 6 hours to chop down a tree, he said, I'd spend 4 hours sharpening the blade. right? So I suggest that to you too. If you're preparing the dinner, sometimes we get in this mode where it's like, oh, I can't take a second. I don't have any time to relax. Is that really true? I mean, I think we always have a moment or two, you know? So even if it's a minute, even if it's 1 minute, 1 minute of relaxation in the heart of the storm there, can be crucial, you know, and you have that opportunity, you have that option. So sharpen the saw and let yourself be the best version of you walking into Thursday, whether you're making the dinner or not. All right. Cool. All right, everyone. Thank you very much for being here. Have a great week. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk next Tuesday. Good night.